going on, everybody? It's your boy J Omega SO on every social media network.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Saya SO on all social media networks. Y'all know where to find us.
Sounding like he ain't enthused at all about episode 24 of the Officially Street Podcast. What's going on, refs? How y'all been? How y'all feeling? How was y'all week? What's new? What's exciting? How did y'all survive the snowstorm?
Yeah, let them respond. Go ahead. Wait.
crickets again?
Yeah, no. OD crickets. OD
whatever.
Crickets.
You just want me to be like you.
Nah, you was going off. I said, okay, he flamed me last week for doing exactly what he's doing right now.
I mean, I was going to follow up with email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com or tweet us at theofficiallystreet, you know what I mean? TOS podcast underscore SO.
All right.
You just waited.
You always find a way to put this shit on me.
You didn't have to say what you just said, though. I mean, it wasn't about you until you just made it about me.
Jay sitting here making old man noises. He said,
fuck you, all right? Fuck you. I'm hungry as shit.
What that shit Kevin Hart said with his head?
Nigga, whatever, bro.
Oh, shit. Anyway, yeah, y'all email.
Fuck you, nigga.
Y'all email us. Hit us up on Twitter. Y'all know where to find us, man.
Shit, man. Nigga, anyway, tell me about, since it's about you, how was your week?
It's been a little bit of a hectic week, man. I mean, if y'all follow me on Snapchat and shit like that, I try not to be too depressing and share too much. But my son's been in the hospital since Sunday night. He was in there Sunday night in the ER. He caught pneumonia with RSV.
I have no idea what that is.
RSV is kind of, all of my kids had it, so that's why I'm not too nervous about it. It's pretty much, it can lead into asthma if not taken care of.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's a respiratory infection.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But since it's a baby, they can't really fight it.
Yeah. So
the way that we can.
Right.
So it's just been a little rough, been like in and out the hospital all week, dealing with doctors and all that. But he's actually coming home. I mean, by the time you guys hear this, he will be home.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So he's doing better. You know what I mean? He's been good. You know what I mean? They just want to take those precautions.
Yeah. Do they know, like, what is it that causes it?
It could be from a cold. Mm. You know what I mean? It's actually crazy because there was like 4 or 5 kids on that floor.
Oh, wow.
All in there for like the same thing. So they're just saying it's the season.
Yeah.
For it and shit like that. So
yeah, the weather been crazy, bro.
Yeah. Yo, she only took him out once. She actually took him out last week, like Wednesday or Thursday, to take him to the doctor.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Just do some checkups and shit. And then over the weekend, he got sick.
It's been like hot. Not hot, but you know, it fluctuates from like cold as fuck to like, all right, just normal cool weather.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, damn, it's 50 today. And then, okay, it's -3. Like, fucking Mother Nature don't know how to make up her mind.
Nigga, today was weird because I woke up. I mean, yeah, you know, nigga. It was like 13
cold as shit.
Outside.
Yeah.
Nigga, by the time like 1, 2 o'clock, it was in the 40s.
Clear sky
and all
bullshit.
That shit. Snow's melting. I'm like, all right, make up your fucking
exactly.
mind.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But
How did the snow treat you, actually? Who got hit with the snow? So a lot of different places in the tri-state area, like and including Philly, you know, Jersey, New York, and the Poconos area. Everybody got like different amounts of inches.
Yeah.
Like I think over where I'm at, I got like 24 inches, 24, 25. They said Allentown got like 30 or something like that. New York just got fucking buried miserably. You know, Jersey was kind of whack.
You got it worse than I did.
Yeah, I'm on the fucking mountain.
Yeah,
I'm
in the mountains too, but
well, you in
not
the mountains,
as,
right? Yeah,
probably not as bad as you. I mean, we might have gotten anywhere between like 18 and 20.
Yeah,
but shit was just rough, nigga. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't like to wait to shovel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
try to go out and shovel while it's still snowing and
nigga.
Shit.
And it was just depressing because like y'all cleared out my whole driveway, walkway, and like by the time I turn around and look, I said, the fuck did I do?
No, you didn't do shit.
I didn't do shit.
And that's why I said, you know, first of all, I don't even own a shovel because I live in an apartment. My landlord normally, you know, shovels the sidewalk and then the alleyway behind the building and, you know, whatever he needs to do. And when he's done, I go borrow his shovel.
Gotcha.
First of all, he broke his shovel. Okay. The
what,
snow.
From this shit?
Nah. So one of them was already broken. Mm-hmm. He broke the other one. on this snowstorm. Yeah. Last year it was bad too. He broke the other one. But yeah, this year, same shit, just with a different shovel. And so I was like, all right. Our cars were so buried that we just was like, fuck it, we gotta get our own shovels. Yeah. So we went up to CVS, bought shovels. But yeah, anyway, continue your story.
Nah, she was rough. Yeah, that was it, man. I mean, we survived. We didn't lose power, thank God. You know what I mean? Because I live up in the mountain, nigga. If the wind blows too hard, pause, you know, we losing power.
I know all about that shit. I haven't lost power. I mean, you know, knock on wood, I haven't lost power in this apartment.
Brolic knock.
No, I was trying to make it loud enough okay, so they can hear right. it.
Okay. So, no, I'm being an asshole again. You got it. Absolutely. You got it.
No, because they can see the knock.
No, you know, nigga.
I did almost put a hole in the fucking
desk. Yeah, no, you went
desk,
the fuck off.
Whatever.
Besides that, this was my random story. I got hurt. I fucking pulled my hamstring. Again, if y'all follow me on Snapchat, I fucked my shit up in November. Thought I was cool. Fucked it up in December. You know what I mean? I'm realizing I'm getting old. And then I fucked it up again in January. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go do physical therapy. You know what I mean? Get this shit right. So first day I get there, it's a dude. He's like, yeah, man. You know what I mean? Tell me what's going on. I'm like, all right, yeah. You know, I hurt my hamstring a few times. I'm telling him what happened. And the thing is, it's crazy. It's not even a crazy injury because I don't even feel it right now.
Yeah.
I felt it like the first day or two and that was it. But that shit just keeps popping. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, all right, man, we're going to go through a few stretches and shit like that. So then he's like, all right, man, yeah, we'll just lay on your stomach. We're going to see what you could do from there, too. I'm like, all right, cool. Then.
I'm sorry.
No, because it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. This is why I was thinking about telling this shit, but fuck it, it's funny. So next thing I know, he walks away, and I'm just laying there like, all right. Then I just feel some cold-ass hands, and this nigga's massaging my leg. And so, okay, like, I understand, like, all right, nigga.
Yeah.
It's physical therapy.
He's trying to write.
Exactly. Yeah, but it just did not feel right at all. Like,
you had
just
no warning.
Yeah, no. I had. If he would have been like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to just go try to feel for the injury.
Right,
or like
try to activate. Yeah, you know,
whatever.
Warm up the muscle, whatever.
Nigga, it was just quiet. I'm laying there like, all right. And it's just like, oh, you like that? It's just like, what the fuck?
He didn't say you like that.
He didn't say it like that. But that's how it felt. Like, he just touched my leg and was just like, all right. Now, this was where it's weird. He goes, yeah, it's going to be, you know, a little difficult to find this. You got some muscular legs. And
okay.
I was just like,
all right. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just like, thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. And he's just going, yo, and this nigga, pause again, no homo, was so rough. Like, this nigga, he's digging. I'm just like, all right, yo, like, nigga, you ain't find it yet?
He giving you the deep tissue massage,
nigga. What?
Yo.
He's trying to pause. He's trying to find my spot. Pause.
Oh, my God.
Digging in that shit. I'm like, oh, God. But besides that, like, my shit's been doing all right. It's feeling good. So I should be back out there busting y'all ass, you know, soon. A lot of people been talking shit about ball.
Nigga.
JP and Drew. Fuck y'all niggas. But yeah, that's about it, man. Besides that, I haven't really watched Jessica Jones's that over the weekend, and that's about it, man. I ain't really do a whole lot besides that, man. My fault. I dragged this on. What about you, sir? How was your week?
Man, my week was it was all right, man. I'm still not drinking. So I'm
how's that?
I'm 2 weeks sober. Yeah, round of applause. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I seen you with the wine.
I had wine. It's all right. Wine. Wine is a part of my agreement that I originally had. All right. So when I got on Twitter and I told people I wasn't drinking, I did say I'm not drinking hard liquor until Valentine's Day. I might have a glass of wine now and then with dinner. I did have wine over the weekend.
Now, are you doing just a glass of wine or are you doing a bottle of wine?
So me and Quana share a bottle, right? We have two glasses each and that fades a bottle.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that sounds
so
about right.
We had a bottle on Saturday and a bottle on Sunday. So I had two glasses on Saturday and two glasses on Sunday. It sounds like a lot when you say a bottle, but you know bottles of wine.
Oh, yeah,
I'm getting the thin little tiny shits.
Yeah, nah.
All right. And wine is good for you. I mean, it's healthy for your heart. Red wine is, you know, they say, you know, doctors say that a glass with dinner per night isn't bad.
It's good.
So I mean, you know,
y'all really are some lushes, man. Because
no, we are,
I was on Quana's snap, And after y'all digging out the snow, she's like, you know, I could really go for a beer right now, a nice cold one.
I'm like, she was wild. I didn't want no beer. I mean, I would have drank. My landlord was sitting there shoveling right next to me drinking fucking Yingling, and that's my favorite beer. And he's in my face. Right, Jay, you want one, Jay? Huh? Italian as fuck. You want a cold one,
hey,
Jay?
Buddy.
Hey, come over while you're shoveling the snow, guy. Hey. I'm like, nah, I'm straight, Dave. But nah, I definitely did. I honestly wanted to have a hard drink after I was shoveling. We was out there for about 2.5 hours. It wasn't bad. But after I was done shoveling my car and Quanah's car out, we shoveled one of our neighbors' cars out. And he was way further than us. We had to shovel him a whole path to get to where we were at. Then later on in the day, I saw my direct neighbors that live in the same building. It's two older women. They're a little heavy on the heavy side. And they were just struggling, man. I seen them out my window just looking like, if y'all follow me on Snap, y'all seen them. They just look like
it looked bad.
It was stressful to watch them. So I'm like, should I help them? Yeah, I went down there, I helped them. It took me about a half hour. They gave me $20. So I was like, shit, all right, cool. You know, no good deed goes unpunished. And then right next to them was another guy, this white guy, shoveling his big ass truck out. The only reason I helped him is because his girl was standing there doing jack shit. Like I felt bad for him because it was like she just standing there like, yep, be a man. And this nigga is like dying. He's skinny. You know what I'm saying? And he doing his thing. It's not like he didn't really need the help, but I'm like, I'm already out here. I have a shovel in my hand. You know what I'm saying? Let me just make things quicker for him. So I spent a half hour.
Did you accidentally throw snow on her?
Nah. I wanted to, but then I don't know her. I don't know him. So
Got you.
Could have went left. He might have helped my ass. But anyway.
Yo,
the snow was bad, y'all. The snow was bad. It was fucked up. I mean, there's still a lot of snow out there, but like you said, it's melting.
They talking about another storm or some shit. Like
I hope not. I hope not. I didn't hear nothing about it. I hope not.
I'm good for the rest of the year, man. Like y'all could keep this snow shit. Nah, y'all really can.
Yeah, that's. I mean, get the fuck. That one good blizzard was good enough for me. I honestly still can't complain. It still hasn't been a bad winter. I mean, yeah, we got that bad blizzard, but that's all we've really had. If we could just fucking stay like that, I'm good.
Hold on, nigga. I remember last year.
Oh, last year was like back to back.
I had a day off at least once a week for like the whole month of January.
Yeah, it was back to back. Like
it was ridiculous.
It was stupid. As far as shows and let me see, Netflix. Oh, I finished Making a Murderer. So I told y'all had a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Making a Murderer real quick. Because I told y'all had a week. I'm not watching anything new right now. I think the next thing is going to be Daredevil.
Oh, my goodness.
And then after I'm done with
Dope as fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to do Daredevil. And then after I'm done with Daredevil, it'll probably be time to get back into The Walking Dead and a couple of other shows that are coming back on February.
Yeah.
So anyway, Making a Murderer, man. I'm not going to stay on this topic too long, but son.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. Like,
it's
first of all, first of all, you will never find me in Wisconsin. You will never find me in Manitowoc County. Okay. Because first, if they did this to a white man in that county, can you imagine what they would do to a darkie?
Oh, nigga, you wouldn't even have a trial.
It would have been, oh my fucking God.
It's like he did it.
They would have been dead. You get your nigger ass over here. They'd have had me in a fuck.
Guilty.
Listen,
like,
man.
We didn't even have trial yet. I don't care, you coon.
Listen, all of my white listeners.
That just went ridiculous. You really just got I'm so sorry, y'all.
I don't mean anything by y'all. But if y'all saw Making a Murderer, y'all got to understand. Like,
nah,
yo,
it's
they
really
did this
bad.
Man so dirty, man. And the thing is, like, there was so much evidence. There were so many things that pointed to him being innocent. And the fact that they were just so ruthless and relentless and trying to convict this man of things that he did not do. He had already spent 18 years of his life in prison.
And they went at him just
crime
because
that he
wanted his bread.
They just wanted his bread.
Mm-hmm.
And they, for a crime that he didn't commit, they sent him to jail for 18 years. First of all, 18 years is long as fuck. Oh,
long as fuck.
18 That's, years?
Think about what 18 years
What?
Is, and he was in there.
Yo, get the fuck out of here. 18 years ago, I was like 6 years old. Or 5 or 7 years old.
You know, it's crazy.
I don't even know what the fuck I was doing with my
life.
I
was watching something, and there was a lady that was against what's his name? And she's like, oh, y'all don't know what was his name again?
Steve Avery.
Yeah, Avery. They're like, y'all don't know. Avery was like type crazy. There's footage of him like torturing a cat and all this shit. I'm like, the fuck does this have to do with them placing a murder on him?
He admitted when he was younger. He fucking set a cat on fire.
Yeah, he
accidentally
did wild shit.
Doing stupid. Listen,
nigga,
I'm doing some
where does he live?
Shit. Exactly.
He ain't got shit else to do.
Do you see his town? Motherfuckers lighting cats on fire every day out there, bitch.
Nigga. Not get saying it's
fuck.
A right thing to do, but.
Not saying it right.
You ain't got shit else to
but
do.
But that's not murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not calculated murder.
Yeah.
Like, get everything the fuck out of here. Like, and that Brendan kid.
Oh, man. Yo, they did him
son.
So wrong.
Mad dirty.
They got him locked. Just to lock up Avery.
Yeah, yep. No, but they got Avery, though. They got Avery first.
Yeah.
And then they still went and convicted Brendan.
But then they knew. Like,
after they already said that it was only one. But they already said that it was a one-man job because Brendan didn't have no evidence. He had no DNA on the scene.
So dumb
that
he was just like,
stupid,
yo. I did it. Yeah,
he was so stupid. It was just off the GP that he confessed. That was it. Yeah, that's why they were like, we have to go after him because we have a confession that they weren't even supposed to use.
Exactly.
They weren't even supposed to use their confession. Yo, I'm like, I swear I was watching that shit and it was making my blood boil. I'm like, yo, justice for Steve Avery. Justice for Brendan, whatever the fuck his last name is. Justice for all these motherfuckers. And I hope all these fucking Lieutenant, what's his name? Link. the other dude, I forget his name.
I forgot the names.
I hope they all go to hell, man. Them lawyers was dope. Though.
Oh yeah,
the lawyers that were on Steve's
on Avery's side.
Yeah, they were dope, man.
They were shutting everything.
They was
down,
rolled.
Dude.
They was riding for him. They was riding for him. Shit, it wasn't enough. Like
it just shows like the corruption.
Oh
too,
my
man.
God,
like,
man.
This sitting there like back to Brendan. Like he's like, nah, man, I wasn't even there. They're like, no. Tell us that you were there.
They're
and he's
like
nah, I wasn't there. He's like, nah. You were there, right?
Like,
and then you see him. He's like, damn, well, if y'all telling me I'm there, then you know what? Yeah, I was there.
Yo, son.
You're
you
like,
know,
you saw him murder her,
I
right?
I swear
like,
to God.
I didn't see anything.
Like, I don't mean this, but I wish that would have been me. I'd have been like, are you fucking retarded? Yeah. I said I wasn't there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, how you going to tell me
they,
I was
they,
somewhere
they
I wasn't?
Knew, they knew what they were getting into.
They
though,
knew that he
him,
wasn't
man.
A smart kid. Like,
exactly.
The motherfucker was home playing PlayStation. And ended up getting convicted for murder. Mm-hmm. What?
Wow, man.
Yo, it was wild. I mean, look, just go watch the shit. Go watch Making a Murderer on Netflix. It's not a happy story. I mean, you know, I already ruined it for y'all, but even, you know, some people don't care if shit get ruined. Watch it anyway. It ain't happy. There's no happy ending. All right. The motherfuckers are still in jail. Brendan gonna get out when he like 50 years. Fucking
he got
old,
like 40-something years.
He's
right?
He got life with the possibility of parole. And my whole thing, I was thinking, like, they're not gonna give him parole. They're probably not gonna give him
they
parole.
Probably won't.
I mean, if they wouldn't take the case, if they wouldn't take the cases to Supreme Court, well, Steve Avery, he doesn't have opportunity for parole at all.
Mm-hmm.
But Brendan, I mean, okay, good behavior and all that. But if these people went that hard to put him in jail, why are they gonna let him out?
They're not.
Because if they let him out,
they're not.
This motherfucker spent 50, 40-something years in prison. He might be reading books. He might be figuring shit out. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to get out. He's going to attack again.
First, he's going to learn how to read.
That's a sad story, though.
It really is. It's fucked up, man. If y'all haven't seen it, definitely check it out, man. It's a crazy story.
But I finished Gotham. Did I say that last episode?
I don't know, but hey.
I don't think so, but I finished Gotham. Very excited about season 3.
You see? So all the
very
times
excited.
I was wilding
nah,
hitting
nah,
you
very,
up, now
yeah.
you understand.
Nah, it was dope. But now my brother tells me that Gotham don't have nothing on Daredevil.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah,
that's true? Gotham
he's,
got
he's,
nothing
he's,
on Daredevil. Now,
really
I was talking to him about all that shit, too. And I was telling him, you know, it's probably because, like, these Netflix originals, they could go all out.
Yeah.
Because it's a Netflix original. Mm-hmm. Gotham, Flash, Arrow, some of these other shows, they're all network television. So they can't really wild out the way, you know. So like, he said Jessica Jones was dope. I mean, so you're saying
you know, all right, here's my problem. I went from Daredevil
to Jessica Jones.
Dope as fuck.
Yeah.
The fight scenes were amazing. The story was crazy. Like, all the twists and turns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In Daredevil. And you're seeing his story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jessica Jones was more like, I guess I went from something that was action to like something that like, all right, you got to really sit, pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it was trash.
Yeah. It just wasn't as exciting.
It just wasn't as exciting. And then there's only one villain in Jessica Jones.
Mm.
Like, Sean, Daredevil, there is like one main villain, but you have all these other little side stories as well. Like, Jessica Jones is just like, all right, you have this one story. I felt it was stretched out too long.
Gotcha.
That was my problem.
If it was like 10 episodes.
Yeah, it did not. Nigga, it's 13 episodes.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it was at 8,
yeah,
then I would have been like, all right, this is cool. But 13, I'm like, there was a few episodes. I'm like, all right, man, like, we get it.
I'm going to watch it.
I get it.
I mean, hopefully, because a lot of shows are coming back to TV February.
Mm-hmm.
Gotham is too, right?
Gotham.
Yep. The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead is coming back.
When, I think we got May or April for Game of Thrones.
Which I need to get on.
Oh, you need
to
OD get on.
I have all of them on my hard drive, man.
I don't know if you're gonna binge watch. Like, Game of Thrones is good.
Nigga, it's like 5-6 seasons.
I don't know if you're gonna binge watch that. I don't know if you're gonna be able to binge watch that as quick as you, because there's a lot going. There's so much going on. There's
how many episodes per season?
Like 12.
Oh,
they long as fuck too.
All right,
yeah, it's bad.
It's gonna,
you know, HBO go hard.
It's gonna be rough, man.
It's all fire, right, though. You gotta watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I gotta start that shit up.
Anyway, it's tax season.
Word.
W-2s is in the mail, hopefully. I didn't get my shit yet.
My shit came in this week.
Fuck you.
Don't be that guy.
You know they got till like January 31st to send them shits out. Mars waits until January 31st, 11:59 p.m. and fucking 59 seconds to mail they shit. So I'm just like waiting on my shit.
Nah, nigga, I can't wait. My shit came in. I'm about to probably hand it into the lady who does my taxes this weekend.
I just go to H&R Block.
I can't, nigga. They be charging you like...
Nah, they OD charge. I mean, I need a plug. I let somebody do my taxes a couple years ago, and it did not work out in my favor. Mm-hmm. So I just say, you know what? I can't be fucking with people. You know what I mean? Like...
Nah, I throw her a little bit of bread. I don't even want to say a little bit. I give a decent amount.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nowhere near like H&R Block and all that
they
shit.
They be wild.
I know her personally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she be taking care of us. And then, nigga, I got 4 kids. So that return is about to be kind of decent.
Whatever, nigga.
It's about to be decent.
Nigga.
You know what I mean? I ain't doing shit with it. I'm finishing off one car and, you know what I mean? Probably putting bread towards the wedding and all that shit.
Nigga, that's
if it's before the wedding.
That's exactly, you'll get it before the wedding.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what's going on with me. Like, all of my tax return is going straight into the wedding. Like,
nigga,
I'm not even going
to
see
all
it.
Your money,
no,
as of
all
now,
of my money has
just
been going
to the wedding.
Everything has been going into the wedding fund.
Nigga,
I haven't had shit.
This is why I didn't have a big wedding, but I do want to renew our vows at like our 10-year anniversary and probably do something big.
That'd be dope.
But I just knew the headache of going through with a wedding. So we just said it was something small, just with family, and that was it. But trust me, I hear it all the time. She's like, you know, you didn't give me a big wedding anyway, so we got to do something big. So you're not going to hear that.
Nah, it's going to be dope, man. It's going to be dope. We're going to be in Mexico just really chilling, enjoying ourselves. Everybody going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, it's just a thought. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm laughing about what me and JP spoke about, but go ahead.
And the fucking group chat where I wasn't, not a part of.
You was a part
These
of
These niggas just... blew my shit up today. They had to almost hit 400 texts. They had to. Only reason I don't know for sure is because I kept trying to open it and see if I could go back and catch up. Nope. These niggas blew. I don't know what the fuck they was talking about.
Impossible.
But,
impossible.
Oh my God.
But yeah,
shout out to y'all. What are y'all doing with y'all tax return, man? Let us know.
Yeah, I'm going to see a lot. We're going to see a lot of people balling.
Oh, we're going to see mad people balling.
For a month or two.
Shout out to this troll nigga Danny on Twitter. at Danny Machado on Twitter. I don't know if they
flame him. Flame him for no fucking reason. Just flame him.
For no apparent reason, hit him with some tomato emojis, some shit. I don't know if there's underscores in his name or whatever. But yeah, he the one who told me. He was like, yeah, we're gonna see a lot of niggas stunting for, you know, with their tax returns, pulling up in new whips. Niggas gonna have the mean down payments for whips.
Mm-hmm.
February, March, the mean down payments.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. Nigga, by the end of summer, they gonna be hurting again.
That shit gonna be repoed.
That too. Okay, I didn't want to go that
they,
far.
They were like, nigga, yeah, where the Benz at?
Yeah, nah, yeah,
ah,
yeah,
man. I wasn't even feeling that shit.
Yeah, yeah, nah, nigga.
Why you driving a El Dorado, nigga? Nigga, I just, yeah, man,
gas prices.
I started thinking about it, and I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, like, why I need that for? What I even
all know
need
a nigga
that for?
Like that. We all
know what I'm saying.
Nigga,
why
like
I need
that.
Why I need this stuff for? Niggas know what I. Yeah, all right, my nigga. Right,
okay.
You know, repo right. Man came and scooped your shit okay. up, nigga.
Well, they get the leases going,
nigga,
and all that.
Nigga, Lizard Lick Towing came and scooped your shit up, nigga. You know damn well your shit got towed out the fucking building.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, man.
You just wild.
Nigga, that's exactly what's happening, nigga.
Oh, shit.
That repo right. man don't play.
All right, man. Yeah, let us know what you plan on doing with your tax money. You know what I mean? Don't be out here balling on us, you know what I mean, with your tax money. But anyway, I really don't have a good segue for this. But have y'all heard about what this chick, Stacey Dash, has been doing, man?
Man, shout out to Stacey Dash, stupid ass, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we need stupid people in the world.
Yeah, I mean, she, look, I'll tell you this. She kind of has a point.
Oh, definitely
it's
has a
just
point.
The wrong mess. Like
the wrong delivery.
Message. Yeah.
She has a point. She just delivered it wrong. I was talking mm-hmm. to Quanah about this. Quanah made a good point also. Quanah said, you know, Morgan Freeman had the same types of thoughts and ideals, but he did not approach it the way she approached it. Morgan Freeman was in an interview some time ago, and they asked him, you know, what does he think about Black History Month?
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed. And the person that was interviewing him said, you know, what are you laughing about?
Yeah.
He said, you know, it's nothing personal. I just think it's a joke.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I don't see anybody with Hispanic History Month, Mexican History Month,
mm-hmm.
Asian History Month. So why do we need a Black History Month?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make me any more or less proud of who I am. But I don't need to have a month out of the year to celebrate that I'm Black. Now, I celebrate every day.
The way that he said it?
Yeah. Like, approaches
she's just like, we just need to get rid of it.
We need
Whoa.
To get rid of. We need to get rid of Black History Month. We
Relax,
need to get
bitch.
Rid of BET. It's like,
oh, did you see BET?
Yo, BET
flaming
clapped her. Back crazy
they
at
said,
Stacey
oh,
Dash.
Oh, really? So can we get our check back?
So can we go ahead and collect every check that we gave you for the game?
Mm.
Can we?
She was on a single lady.
She
shit.
Was on. She was on mad shit.
Yeah.
She's done some black ass shit mm-hmm. to be talking the way she was talking.
Oh yeah.
And so for me, like I said, I was talking to Quanah and I'm like, I don't think she understands the fact that to have inclusion, we need Black History mm-hmm. Month. We need more representation
yep.
on networks such as MTV and award shows such as the Oscars and the Grammys and all that because we don't get it otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it doesn't really click in people's heads that racism is still alive mm-hmm. because certain people aren't racist or they don't live in racist areas.
Yeah.
But the shit is still alive and well. Some of it is very open and some of it is behind your back. But we see it every day in the workplace. We see it in schools.
Mm-hmm.
We see it. Look at police brutality over 2015.
Yeah.
We see it. And it may not be as clear and like irrefutable as, you know, some people would want to say, but it's you still know it when you see it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And I think like for her to be like, oh, we don't need this. We don't need that. We can't cry wolf and say that we need inclusion, but also have networks that are only for us. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The BET Awards. White people get invited to the BET
yeah,
Awards
exactly.
and they win awards.
Yeah, I'm about to say they win awards too. Sam
BET,
Smith has won some.
BET plays white videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just an emphasis mm-hmm. on our shit because that's the only place we're going to get it. Every other network, it's an emphasis on white people. And it's not because, it's not even a white or black thing. It's just in general, we don't have the representation that we should have. And so if we, and so if y'all want to give us a month, fuck it, we'll take it. Damn. Even though it's the shortest fucking month of the year. You know what I'm saying? Which also says something. But
but
this is my thing. Like, fuck it. Let us have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I understand that it we don't need it. No, yeah. We don't need it to celebrate the fact that we're black. I mean, cool. But fuck it. We have it. We have it.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. Like I said, I think she just went about it wrong.
Approach was wrong.
I agree with you though, man. Like, I don't know. She's just wilding. What was it? Dame said that she wants to be the black Ann Coulter. Her own cousin.
You know what? I respect Dame for that.
And he
though.
Called her a coon, by the way.
I respect Dame for that because he's telling the truth. Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like people be speaking now. It's just like Raven Simone. Like, something you gotta learn to just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's another one, man.
Like these Uncle Ruckus ass motherfuckers.
I'm
not African American. I'm American. Bitch, say that say that to the white guy that pulls you the fuck over. Tell him, give him your ID.
Shut your black ass
up. And say, I'm American. I'm like, bitch, get your nigga ass out of the car, turn around, put your hands behind your back.
Okay, racist moment number two of
the
episode.
We're going to have a lot. Yeah, this is bad, man. We're going to have a lot of white people like, Jay, I was listening to your show. And
listen, can I speak to
you? Is that how you really feel?
I actually like you, Jay.
Listen, I like you too. I love white people. I like all y'all. Asian, black, white, Puerto Rican, purple. All
it's
that
just,
shit. I fuck with everybody.
Real.
It's just, you just got to be real. You got to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, privilege is real and prejudice is real. Racism is real. This shit is not going away anytime soon. And no, we don't have to throw it in everybody's faces all the time, but acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? Acknowledge the fact that we do need some of our own shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. FUBU. We do need FUBU every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Bias,
yeah, we need that every now and then. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And then you know what another thing is? It's not like we're there saying, nigga, here's Black History Month.
Exactly.
Here's the BET. We're not doing that.
We didn't ask for that shit.
Yeah, this is our thing. This is you know, for us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But again, like we said earlier, it's not exclusive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Sure, it would sound crazy if they had like a white entertainment television. Like, sure, that might sound a little crazy.
It'll sound crazy because they have had everything.
I was just
since
about to
the
say,
beginning of
they
time.
They got everything. All right,
BET. Yes, slavery is over. But you know what?
Slavery
is over.
Gotcha,
pardon
bro.
Me. I promise y'all, I'm not drinking. Mm-hmm. Episode sponsored by Air because I'm hungry as fuck and thirsty. But we still get institutionalized. You know, there's still a form of slavery with the fucking justice system, the way that is. We were just talking about making a murderer. And that goes both ways, white, black, whatever. But just at the end of the day, like, we never really had our own shit. So the fact that we have something now, let us have it. What's wrong with that? You know what I mean?
And there's nothing negative that they're doing on these shows. It's not like they're saying this BET, white people get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're not doing
at all.
That. They're not doing
not
that.
Not at all.
BET
a white
awards,
person.
Nikki. Image
white,
awards.
White people own BET.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you saying?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? For the people who feel some type of way about these Oscars and Grammys and all that, stop putting too much stock into it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, don't let it mean that much to you then. Like, all right, if you know that, like, of course, every artist wants to win a Grammy.
Yeah, yeah.
Every actor wants to win an Oscar, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an award that's based off of these 200 people's opinion, you know what I mean, who they might like this one type of movie, but not like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not expecting these people to like Straight Outta Compton.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So why are you expecting them to? You know what I mean? Like, we're putting too much into it. We're expecting too much from them. So
right.
Just stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? And people, and another thing, people are saying, well, we have BET awards and shit like that. But then people really don't acknowledge it. They don't take it serious and all that. Then that's on them.
Right.
So then fuck it, nigga. Why are y'all chasing these awards then?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Do your thing. Put out great movies. You know what I mean? There's great black actors. There's great white actors. You know what I mean? I may like movies like Paid in Full, and you guys may like movies like Ex Machina, that shit that came
right,
out.
Right.
That shit. It's all opinion at the
it's
end
all
of the
subjective.
Day. So y'all are stressing over that.
Yep.
For nothing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just let it go.
Listen, at the end of the day, we make up like 15-20% of the fucking population of the United States. So if we only getting 15-20% of credit, fuck it. We getting our just due at that point. Mm-hmm. Let it be. I mean, I'm on, like, I understand where Stacey Dash is coming from, but I also feel like her approach was just god awful.
Yeah,
so, I mean, on one hand, it's like, yeah, we can't be throwing racism in everybody's face and crying wolf and making it, you know, making ourselves out to be the victim out of every situation just because we didn't win an award or get credit on anything in a speech or what have you. But at the same time, if we deserve something, we would like to get it.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And I think that's all it is.
But then, you know what? That's just like, look at like Denzel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wasn't winning awards, but you know what? We fuck with Denzel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We love Denzel.
And he has won an Oscar before.
Yeah, but that was from Training Day.
Right.
Think about all the movies, like when Brian was here.
All the great movies. Malcolm X.
From Malcolm X.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He has amazing movies, but you know what? I'm sure he probably takes pride when he hears us saying things like that.
Yeah.
So maybe he's like, fuck it, I don't need an Oscar. I'm still getting acknowledged.
He know we rallying for him.
Exactly. So maybe people, maybe you should be more interested in that, what people, you know, how people value you, like, you know, your people that you know are fans of you.
Mm-hmm.
Take, you know what I mean? Acknowledge that, and all right, if they don't fuck with you, fuck it. They don't fuck with you. You know what I mean? Let it be.
Stacey Dash was just on her Kanye shit that day.
Let us know what you think about that. Speaking of Kanye.
This nigga.
Oh my God.
This nigga lost his mind this week.
He lost his mind, man. If y'all haven't heard about it, I guess Wiz went onto Twitter and he said something about a strain of weed. I'm not a weed head anymore.
Some sort of kush, I'm sure.
Oh, hit this KK and become yourself. And then Kanye lost his mind thinking that
lost
KK
his
mind. Kim Kardashian. And let me remind you, reading that tweet, it doesn't even make sense. Hit this Kim Kardashian and become yourself.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't
at all.
Even make sense.
But I think Kanye found a way for it to make negative sense.
Mm-hmm.
To him.
Exactly.
And he began to wild out. I didn't screen grab everything that he said, but he started it off like, oh, niggas think I can't get petty.
Yeah.
Putting KK, you put my wife's initials in your tweet, and you think I'm not, you think that don't mean nothing? Like, nigga, what are you talking about?
Oh, I have his little rundown with the first, second, and third. I'll run through them.
Wiz was like, he said, KK is weed, fool. Like, ain't nobody thinking about you. That's why you're not wavy. Like, go back to Swish.
Yeah, nah. Salute to Wiz for that, too.
Nah, Wiz
and
definitely.
And you know what? We got to give him props. All you people that are saying that Wiz died, because if you go on his Wikipedia, they said that he died the day all this shit happened. That's
Wiz
corny.
Wiz did everything right.
He's just like, yo, you know what? Go ahead, make a fool out of yourself, which Kanye did.
Oh, Kanye did a great job.
Because he went off. All right, he said, first of all, you stole your whole style from Cudi.
I don't understand it either. I don't understand that.
Completely different.
First of all, they're different. Second of all, I was going to break down Wiz and Cudi. The way I look at Wiz and Cudi, they make two completely different styles of music. Mm-hmm. Wiz pretty much built his whole new career before, like, his new career after that off of weed, off of the fact that he smokes.
Mm-hmm.
All of his mixtape is named after some sort of weed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Flight School, he calls weed, he calls blunts, not even blunts, joints. planes. Yeah. He like built his whole career off of weed. Cudi didn't do that. Yeah, like
Cudi makes weird music.
Cudi makes weird music. He acts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Wiz doesn't really act like that. And he's just completely, he got mad tattoos. Yeah. What style did he steal from Cudi?
I have no
And I love Kid Cudi too.
I like the old Kid Cudi.
I like the old Kid Cudi more than the new Kid Cudi, but I'm just saying, like, I don't see where the style was taken from him. Like, I put, like, Wiz is more like Currency, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Quanah has said the same thing, but of course they're in the same clique.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that's why they fuck with each other.
Yeah, they ain't saying, and I thought Wiz and Cudi was cool too. But I don't.
Maybe they are. This is just
maybe not.
Yay.
This is also just yay. But
going on his rampage. Right.
I'm gonna let you get through it, and I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
He said, "Second, your first single was corny as fuck, and most thereafter."
And I don't know what single he was talking about.
Yeah, because he was saying the work hard, play hard joint. Like, that
he's wildin'.
His first single,
and he's wildin' because Wiz is all of his singles do very well.
Yeah,
because
he even said, he goes, "And your music has just gotten worse since then." It's like
all of
my
his
nigga,
music
like,
is popping.
He
like,
has an anthem per year.
Word.
You and I spoke about that
exactly.
Before.
Like, I don't think niggas give Wiz. I don't think people be realizing that every year he got a banger that everybody like. It's in commercials. Mm-hmm. It's getting crazy radio spin. Everybody catches themselves, you know, singing the words or using it as a they become like hashtags like we them boys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The shit just like.
Black and yellow was crazy.
Black and yellow. They like his music becomes trends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Captions for people's pictures and like his shit is popular. His shit gets go hard. Like
so,
I don't get it.
Yeah, he was wilding for that as well. I will give him this one though. He said, "Third, no one I know has ever listened to one of your albums all the way through." Now I will say this.
I haven't.
I like Wiz.
I like Wiz. His mixtapes is fire.
The mixtapes is fire. Cushion, Orange Juice, classic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I fuck with Wiz. But I will say, like, I haven't sat through a whole Wiz album. I've skimmed through. I've listened to a lot of them. But I never sat down like, I'm going to listen to this whole Wiz album.
Only thing I really heard off his albums is his singles.
Exactly.
I don't really
know
listen.
His singles and all that. All right. This was fucked up. You let a stripper trap you.
Okay. You almost did too. Bruh.
Yeah, exactly. What's that shit that Wendy Williams said? Hey,
you the one who gave this stripper her start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he pretty much, if it wasn't for Ye, we wouldn't know who Amber is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then Wendy went on to say, "Hey, we met your wife while she was laying on her back."
Woo!
Shots fired. And she's not lying, because nobody knew who the fuck she was before that. All right, fifth, I know you're mad every time you look at your child that this girl got you for 18 years.
Might be true.
He's petty. He's petty for that. Don't ever come outside your neck at me. Seven, I'm an OG and I will be respected as such.
Oh, man.
I made it cool. This was, and it's always so random. He goes, 8, I made it cool for you to wear tight jeans.
And I go, what are you talking about?
All right.
Bro?
He goes, me and Cudi created that shit.
I'm going to say this. Mm. Cudi and Kanye do not wear as tight jeans as Wiz does.
Oh, no. Wiz.
Okay? Kanye made it cool to wear clothes that fit. He made it cool to wear preppy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Not the tight, skinny jeans. Kanye don't wear skinny jeans that tight. That tight.
Especially now with this Yeezy season.
Cudi,
shit.
Same thing. He wears like skater, slim, straight jeans. Mm-hmm. Wiz, you don't even know. He's so fucking skinny. Yeah. It's like he has to wear jeans that fucking hug his... He has to.
It is weird because, like, at the end of this whole thing,
Kanye never dressed like that.
Yeah. Nah, he did do the skinny thing, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but it was like it was appropriate skinny though. It
like,
wasn't.
This shit looks like, all right, my nigga, can you walk?
Kanye is not built. His body is not built to dress like Wiz dresses.
Yeah, but like
you
I said,
saying?
It was weird because, like, towards the end, he was kind of giving props. He was like,
I wish I was tall and skinny,
so
I could wear clothes like you.
I'm just like, all right,
but you just
flamed.
Yeah,
it, but all right.
Fucked up thing about it is I'm a fan. I love you.
Yeah. He said, I showed you respect as a man when I met you. You wouldn't have this child if it wasn't for me.
Nigga said, I own your child.
Yeah, no, he goes, you own waves? I own your child.
Oh my God.
Somebody go get
like,
Kanye.
Like, why is he wilding like this?
He's wild.
Why?
He said, 14th nigga is called being creative. Yeah, I called you and you changed your number. Says, don't even mention me. Don't even hint at mentioning me. He goes, I think you dress cool. This is like, all right, so you just went off and you're just like, you know, nigga, fuck you. But you dress all right, man. I like that.
You know what's crazy? Ye talks like that.
You know, he does.
Like, he speaks in interviews like that, which is wild.
Yeah.
And it really show, like, it really goes to show you that that is him.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, some sort of bipolar disorder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
no,
like, all respect due to Ye. But yeah, you gotta shut the fuck up sometimes, bro.
Yeah, nah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's that shit that Amber said? Said, are you just mad because I'm not around to stick my finger in your butt?
Ooh, old finger in the booty ass bitch.
And they made that shit the hashtag and all.
And then he deleted his shit. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, yeah. You gonna delete now the tweets delete because mother came?
Yep, Twitter fingers, oh, you're getting bodied by a stripper, nigga.
Ooh,
nigga.
Meanwhile, Wiz ain't saying shit.
Yeah, he's
chilling.
He just fell
smoking.
Back. Yeah. He said, I got joints to roll.
He said, I got joints. I'm not fucking with you. Like, but that shit was wild. Like, Kanye really went hard. Yeah. Like,
and then he looked stupid. He was just like, at the end of it, he was like, oh, well, I'm glad I found out.
I do this for us.
Yeah, he said, I'm glad I found out KK is a strain of weed. My bad.
He was like, I do this for us. I do this for all of us. I'm your OG.
Yeah.
I do this for you. And the rest of us, don't ever disrespect me. The fucked up thing is, I got respect and love for you. Nigga, I said this. Wiz need to put out a diss record. This is what I would do.
It was a dope idea.
This is what I would do. I am such a petty nigga. I hope he takes this idea too. Wiz, if you're listening, this is what you got to do. You got to drop a diss record that's like 3 minutes long too. Mm. The only lyrics on the record is the Kanye West soundbite, only nigga I got respect for is Wiz. Mm-hmm. And you got to change it every 8 bars to a different tempo, a different sound pitch. You can make it like Baltimore Club for like 16 bars. And then you could switch the beat up, like bring a DJ Scratch in, and then make it like slow motion, only nigga I got respect for is Wiz. And you could like chop and screw it.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it sound like drill music. Yeah, you can make it sound like few, and just it literally just take that one sample, that one half a bar, and loop the fuck out of it and make the shit like 3 minutes long. Yeah. And put it out.
That's what he used to do.
Kanye probably sue the pants off of you, but it would be cool as
just
fuck.
Just don't sell it.
Don't sell it. Just put it on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Put it on the mixtape. Let it rock for like three. Exaggerate the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Make the shit like 4 minutes long to the point where people are like, "Is this necessary?"
Put his laugh somewhere in between.
Yeah, shout out to KK. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's all you got to do, my nigga. Kanye will be so upset with you.
We are petty as fuck.
OD
man.
Petty. Anyway, I would love for that to.
I'm still gonna be waiting for the Kanye album. Wiz's album comes out, I think, a week before that.
I'm a cop Ye's. I'm not gonna cop Wiz. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, no, no.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit here and lie.
I'll check it out. But,
I mean, you know.
No. Ye's a instant cop. You know what
nah,
I mean? Wiz is like, all right, I'll get to you eventually.
I'll listen to some of it.
Yeah.
But you know, that has nothing to do with the fact that Ye made a fool of himself wilding out.
Yeah,
like,
nah, that's
and Wiz showed a lot of character by not trying to challenge that shit.
You gotta respect him, man. And you know what? I think at the end of the day, he realizes that he might, even though Ye was wrong, he might lose going against Ye.
Oh no, for sure he'll lose.
You know what I mean? So
in general, he will. I mean, if he tried to make the reason he won is because he didn't fight back.
Yep, exactly.
He let Kanye exhaust himself for no reason on Twitter. And you know what I'm saying? Now, if Wiz would have tried to clap back, what can he really clap back with? You can't. You know what I'm saying?
You're not.
You can't say your music is better. You can't say you got more money. You can't say your bitch is better. You can't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's
a toss-up.
Only because Amber's not his girl. I think she wants to be back with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think she wants to be back with him. But
his defense real quick.
Yeah, she came. Oh, what? She came quickly. I see her on Instagram wearing an engagement ring. Quanah just sent me a picture. She was wearing an engagement ring. I don't know what that's about, but
I didn't see that. But
I just saw it. Quanah has sent it to me. No idea what it's about, but she put it on her page.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, bitches be wearing rings on their ring finger.
That's true.
It don't mean shit. Yeah,
yeah. It might
Nikki
not
got
mean
a ring on her ring finger. She not engaged.
That don't mean shit.
And it's a brolic ass fucking ring.
We'll get into them another time. I heard a crazy story that hasn't really been popping off. But we'll save it for next week because we kind of got to cut this one short.
Until next week on the Officially Street Podcast.
Yeah, my fault, y'all. I don't mean to be cutting y'all off. I know we normally go for like at least an hour, hour and 15. But again, with my kid being in the hospital, I actually have to cut out of here a little early. And I got to go bring them home. And I got to go pick up the other ones, you know, be a father and all that other shit. So I got to cut out of here early. My bad, y'all. We'll make up for it next week. And I actually wanted to talk to you about something, but maybe we'll talk about it later, about a little bonus episode. But
I bet. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I don't want to bring it up here and then y'all going to hold me to it.
Yeah, man. But, well, anyway, we appreciate the support, you know, every week in, week out. Definitely leave a review. I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode again. Shout out to Gwen for leaving a review. I do peep. I do check every fucking day to see if the reviews jumped up. And if they do, I'm shouting you out. So leave a review on the link that I put in the description. If y'all still listening, we appreciate it. Comment, like, and share. Definitely. I'm at J Omega SO on every social media network.
Mm-hmm. I'm at Sia SO on all social media network.
And we are the Officially Street Podcast.
Appreciate
Until next
y'all.
Time.
Out.
They say I've been dreaming for so long that I barely sleep. They know they gon' get this real if they hear me speak. I put my soul in these words, you can't keep your speech. Nigga, you can keep your speech. They say I've been dreaming for so long that I barely sleep. They know they gon' get this real if they hear me speak. I put my soul in these words, I'ma speak my peace. Nigga, I'ma speak my peace. Cause no means no. No means no. I won't sell my soul. Cause no means no. I won't sell my soul. Cause no means no. I say a prayer for my daddy and my niggas in pain. Sometimes it gets too hard to last in this rain. He said no matter how far you go, please remember your dreams. And even in your darkest times, please remember to sing. Cause it sure makes a difference.
Difference.
Especially when the sun won't shine. What I wouldn't give just to hear your voice.
Hear your voice.
Just one more time. I remember all the days in the living room.
Living room.
You used to watch SG-1.
SG-1.
Now you're the man on the moon. And you can bless all your sons. I mean, you was taking so fast. Sometimes
I wonder
if it was actually fair. I mean, you was taking so fast. Sometimes I wonder if you was actually here. So picture me vividly dropping out before chemistry. 100 out of 100. These niggas really gon' mimic me. Ask them if I'm the best here. 100 years like a century. God flow. Niggas gon' feel this entity. Divinity on infinity. Let me not say that though, cause it might reveal my identity. You, Goku, spirit born with this energy. Split you niggas like symmetry. I have them pouring out Hennessy. R.I.P. to your memories. I done been here for so long that the universe can't remember me. It's gon' go my way like Carlito. I'm R.E.G.O. My soul on gold. They want me to sell it, nigga, but no means no. I got that black lip bastard, that old school soul. I do all these shows to your reaction. Feeling grateful I came through with all my Andrews. You don't even have to say it. I look you in both your eyes and they screaming, Shaka, we thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm screaming, nigga, you welcome. Honestly, that's my blessing. Heaven's always the message and love is always the weapon. This is little boy blue to the man on the moon. When I grow up, daddy, I'll be just like you. So you rest in your tomb, unleashing all of these wolves, hollering at all of these moons. I ain't got no fear in ya. This is massive hysteria. Coming through all your stereos. Nicest in all your areas. Flow, lyrics, delivery. It don't matter, niggas, criteria. Niggas ask me why I sing.
Why you sing, nigga?
Nigga, cause I don't rap. Niggas thinking I won't last. This black on black, I don't crack. Your shit is on iPhone glass. Nigga, let that be a message to you. Praying many blessings to you.
I can't.
Cause I lied so far. Let that be a message to you.
Let that be a
praying many blessings to you.
I'm walking down this road again. I'm hoping I can see the end. I really need some real friends. Daddy was a real friend. I'm walking down this road again. I'm hoping I can see the end. Daddy was a real man. Daddy was a real friend.